Under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Mian Muhammad Shahbaz Sharif and the diligent supervision of Federal Minister for Religious Affairs and Interfaith Harmony Sardar Muhammad Yusuf, the government Hajj scheme for 88,380 pilgrims is being elevated to unprecedented heights to ensure a seamless and spiritually enriching pilgrimage. Key initiatives have been implemented to enhance the overall pilgrim experience. The Pakistani government's Hajj scheme offers the lowest-cost Hajj package globally, providing superior facilities compared to both public and private sector Hajj programs worldwide. To further enhance accessibility, the short Hajj scheme was introduced for the first time last year, attracting 17,000 pilgrims in 2024, with registrations increasing to 21,000 in 2025. This initiative ensures affordability without compromising on essential services. Pilgrims are now given the option to choose between single, double, or triple bedrooms at an additional cost, allowing for personalized comfort. Additionally, family rooms are provided free of charge wherever possible, enabling families to stay together conveniently. This enhancement ensures a more comfortable and cohesive experience for pilgrims traveling with loved ones. Due to the non-uniform nature of buildings in Makkah, accommodations are allocated based on pilgrim profiling, ensuring optimal convenience. However, assignments are ultimately randomized while maintaining integration with flight schedules and departure points. This systematic approach balances fairness with logistical efficiency. To minimize the risk of lost belongings, unique, standardized luggage has been provided to all pilgrims, designed to be easily identifiable even from a distance. Additionally, MENA bags have been introduced to discourage pilgrims from carrying large bags into MENA, reducing congestion and inconvenience for others. For the first time in the history of the government Hajj scheme, air-conditioned tents with gypsum board partitions and sofa beds have been introduced in MENA. These sofa beds feature head partitions, which help prevent the spread of communicable diseases, allergies, and bad breath. Overhead shelves have also been installed to store MENA bags, effectively addressing space constraints in the tents. This year, 56% of pilgrims will be accommodated in Old MENA, while 44% will stay in New MENA. Transportation in Mashhad will be facilitated by 73% train usage and 27% bus usage, ensuring smooth mobility for all pilgrims. For the second consecutive year, 100% of pilgrims will be housed in Medina Markazia, ensuring proximity to the Prophet's Mosque, Masjid and Abawi. The accommodations in Medina range from 3 to 5 star buildings, while Makkah stays include iconic structures such as Hadiya Towers and Ryan Towers, among other highly rated facilities.